So we call this Beyond the Starfish. Some of you have done pro bono work on a number of different types of cases and understand that it's difficult to find transactional and business work so that you don't feel like you're committing malpractice when you're doing a divorce or something like that. So there are 20% of the people in our state probably fall below the poverty line. In some counties, it's higher than that. So there's quite a number of people that need that help. So the starfish parable of the little boy picking up a starfish that was being grounded on the beach and throwing them back, and somebody said, well, why are you doing that? You know, you can't help all of them. And he said, yeah, but I just helped that one. And the interesting thing about what we do with working with nonprofit organizations and small businesses is that we're able to leverage our work as attorneys to help more people. So we're going to help benefit the nonprofit that then may be helping hundreds or thousands of people, or the small businesses that are going to provide some employment for up to 5 employees. So with the efforts that we put in our area of expertise, we're actually able to leverage and help more people. So, you know, there's the lawyer's creed that we said we would help with an effective pro bono program. And there's a state bar resolution that aspires to have everyone provide 50 hours of legal services to the poor. The definition of legal services to the poor is services without a fee or substantially reduced fee, and includes to charitable organizations that serve low-income people. And we are a federally funded program as of the next 2 months.